All right, good morning, Tim. Good to see you.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be here, as always.
Welcome to spring in Western New York.
Spring is springing, or has sprung, I guess.
Has sprung, yes. I, for one, am ready for a little bit of Hollywood. Nice weather. I know you were telling me that a lot of the activity that has been going on in the last year, year and a half, is now coming to fruition, and we are about to see a lot of the films that have been shot here recently.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's actually the fruits of our labor are kind of hitting theaters and hitting television these days. Fred Olen Ray, one of our great friends that has such a fondness for Buffalo and Western New York, has returned, last fall came and shot a movie called Deadly Shores. And the trailer is actually out now, and you can see it on our website, filmbuffaloniagara.com. But Deadly Shores was this sort of mystery movie that was filmed up in Barker in Niagara County, and it features the 30-mile Point Lighthouse up there in the park. And, the trailer actually shows a lot of the lighthouse and all of that. And Jim Vitor, the Niagara County Sheriff's Department, lent his assistance with his officer and deputies to help make that movie. So that was pretty cool because those scenes are all in this movie, which will be out soon. And actually, this past Saturday was another Fred Olen Ray movie called Fiancé Killer that was shot here in the area. Again, up in Niagara County, I think, Lewiston and then some of it in Buffalo. That's airing this month on the Lifetime Movie Network. So there's a lot of stuff that's floating around out there. And The Purge, we know, is the giant franchise film that shot here last fall is coming July 4th to movie theaters throughout the world, actually. And The True Adventures of Wolf Boy will be out hopefully later this year. Clover will be out later this year. That's John Abrahams, a director who comes to Buffalo quite often. In fact, he was shooting his second movie here recently. We're doing some pickup shots and so such for this movie called Clover. And his last feature film that was shot in Buffalo, at the time it was called Two for One. It's now called All at Once. And it's on the iTunes store, so you can actually look at it and see all the great scenes from Western New York.
I know we frequently talk about movie premieres, theatrical premieres, but it's nice to know that our catalog of material is now gaining a real online presence. And not only can you see them in theaters, but you can watch at your convenience on your computer.
Well, and you know, for many years we were all very proud of The Natural and some of Trains, Planes, and Automobiles was shot here and so forth. But now there's just so much more to be proud of because there is scenes of our community, you know, scattered throughout television, on the internet, and of course in movie theaters throughout.
And as we discussed in our last episode of Press Pass, there's a great grassroots effort going on now. So the fruits of the labor concept should only increase.
Yeah. In fact, the indigenous film industry is, as we talked about last time, is just really growing strong. And Johnny Gruesome just came out. That was a local film, and it's out nationally now and being distributed. They did a little cast and crew screening recently here in Western New York, and it's just a great movie from great talent here in Western New York.
And that's right. We have not just great locations here, we have great talent in abundance.
That we do.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Pat. As always, it's great to be here.
I'm Pat Feldball. My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. You are listening to Press Pass here on WBFO in Buffalo.